Two hospitalized, two dead. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. The U.S. is working to return the remains of two Americans murdered in Mexico. State Department spokesman Ned Price.
In terms of justice and accountability, this is something that will be within the purview of our law enforcement colleagues. Of course, the FBI is engaged on this. Mexican authorities are engaged on this.
The two surviving Americans are back in the U.S. Mexican officials say the four were abducted at gunpoint, caught amid fighting between rival cartels, alleging it may not be a direct attack, but a case of mistaken identity. Price says the U.S. is working with its Mexican counterparts to address drug trafficking and violence. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
The White House is throwing its support behind a bipartisan Senate bill that would give the administration the power to ban TikTok.
That legislation would empower the Commerce Department to review data transfers and communications technology sent to any company which has a foreign adversary interest.
Fox's Kevin Cork. Meantime, on Friday, the Biden administration reportedly plans to lift COVID testing requirements on travelers from China. Cases have dropped there following a winter surge. Two small planes crashed midair in Central Florida yesterday, killing the four people on board. The planes plunged into Lake Hartridge in Winter Haven. Three of the four victims have been identified.
24-year-old Faith Baker, she was the pilot of one of these planes. She was a flight instructor from Polk State College. The other in that plane was 19-year-old Zachary Mace. He was a student at Polk State College. And then Randall Crawford is the third person. He was in the other plane, 67 years old. The fourth person at this point is unidentified.
Aaron Mesmer with Fox 13 Tampa. No word on the cause of the crash. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
European allies may be close to agreeing to a plan to keep Ukraine supplied with ammunition.
Ukraine's defense minister is joining his counterparts from the European Union in Stockholm to tell them exactly what his soldiers need the most. This get-together is expected to be a landmark moment for the bloc as it begins joint procurement of ammunition for the war while keeping its own stocks topped up. Kyiv has been pleading for more artillery shells to fight Russia's invasion. Both sides are firing thousands every day, but at the moment, Russia has a greater supply. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Republican lawmakers in Florida filed bills yesterday to ban most abortions after 6 weeks. Exceptions would be allowed for rape or incest if the woman or girl can prove it. The state currently bans abortions after 15 weeks. A new dating show is about to hit the farm.
Almost heaven. Farmer Wants a Wife on Fox is a new reality dating competition series that originally aired on the CW in 2008. However, that show was modeled after The Bachelor and featured one farmer who would date 10 women from various cities. The CW and Fox shows are adaptations of the British version in which farmers meet and date women from the city.
I've been on that dating app, but girls are actually 400 miles away.
The Fox show more closely resembles the original British version. and features several bachelors who meet and date a group of women brought in from the city. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
The first flying bicycle goes on sale for $500,000. A Japanese company is selling what's billed as a luxury air cruiser. It's 12 feet long, weighs 660 pounds, runs on two large rotors and four smaller fans, and it can cruise above traffic at about 60 miles an hour. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.